area, forcing them to spend the night in temporary accommodation. Shona Brannigan from Grythdale stayed put and says she's doing her best to keep warm.
I'm managing my wood burner on. I've got wood burners in the house because the heating doesn't work apart from that. But that means there's a bit of warmth and I can boil water for people. We just get used to the fact that it might take a few days.
Israel's military has ordered more areas in and around Gaza's second largest city of Khan Yunis to be evacuated today. It says it shifted its offensive to the southern half of the territory, where it says many Hamas leaders are hiding. Former MEP Glenys Kinnock and wife of ex-Labour leader Lord Neil Kinnock has died at the age of 79. Her family say she passed away peacefully in her sleep this morning with her husband by her side. A man has killed four members of his extended family, including two children, at a home in New York. The suspect attacked two police officers at the scene in Queens before one of them shot him dead. In sport, Liverpool staged a late comeback to edge Fulham 4-3 in a dramatic Premier League encounter at Anfield. Manchester City are looking to regain second place and are in the second half against Tottenham. Live to our reporter, Peter Smith.
Dramatic here as well. It's 2-2. Son put Spurs ahead on the breakaway early on, then put through his own goal when facing a silver free kick. Foden made it 2-1 on 31 minutes. City then hit the framework of the goal twice, but then on 68, Lo Celso equalised with a stunner for Spurs. And then he had. It's City 2, Spurs 2.
10-man Chelsea also scored late in their 3-2 victory at home to Brighton. Rangers were 2-0 winners over St Mirren after leaders Celtic had come from behind to get past St Johnstone 3-1 in the Scottish Premiership. That's the latest. I'm Victoria Lawrence.
This is Phoenix FM.
Two million people applied, but only one person got through. DJ Nigel. It's time to face the music.
The best soul, funk and disco on a Sunday night in Essex.
Nigel. He's a legend.
Hello, how are you? Many thanks to the two girls, of course. Natalie and, of course, Claire. Nice to have them back in the studio together. Really, really nice. Kicking off tonight with the Sound and Culture Club, and this is It's a Miracle. Yes, it is.
Oh, Nigel. What's the current?
John Phoenix, 98 FM.
It's a miracle.
on the radio.
It's a miracle. 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 It's a miracle.
There we are then, that's the sound of Culture Club, and of course it's a miracle, isn't it, just eh? In the studio with us tonight we have Robert Hiss, and also his very good friend as well, and business partner Ted Lawler. That's all coming up very, very soon. We are going to be talking about manifestation and all that sort of stuff. Nothing like it. Hey, if you're in it, you know.
That's what my little heart was looking for. Laughter in the rain, feeling like a fool in love again. Overnight, came when the tears stopped falling. Now all you do is just call your name.
And I say, love,
you walked in at my heart, discovering that my joy we'll have together, only time will tell.
Morris on Phoenix 98 FM.
Wonderful song. There we are, Lionel Richie, and that, of course, is My Destiny. Always play that one for me, Lise. Hello to you if you're listening. No, you're bingo, aren't you? Right. Well, I've had requests in Susan Cadigan, Morning of My Life by John Holt. And, yeah, see, last week I had problems with my Dropbox. Don't even go there. Behave yourselves and say hello to Emma in Poole in Dorset. Just phoned me, said she's listening in. Hello to you as well, Emma. And, of course, to Lisa down there in Poole in Dorset. Going up the other side of the world in the UK is David and Donna and Kia and Caitlin up there in Scarborough. And, of course, all you lovely people down here as well. Coming up very soon, it's this is how you upset your people when they come in for an interview. You do their name wrong, yeah? Robert, H-I-S-E-E. Is that correct?
Yeah.
It's high C. High C, as in high seas, yeah, on the weather forecast. Yeah, that's it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Welcome to Radio 4. That's it. So we'll be talking to them very soon indeed, all about manifestation and all that sort of stuff. Very, very interesting indeed. Love this. It's the Crusaders, Back in Time. Early jazz funk, if you like.
I play the street light because there's no place I can go. Street light, it's the only life I know. Street light, and there's a thousand parts to play. Street light, until you play your life away. You let the people see just who you want.
wonderful. There we are. That is the sound, of course, of Crusaders. And, of course, that is Street Life. I just had a look at the list of requests I've had here. Susan Cadogan, that's coming up next. Hurts Are Good. And then Your Secret Love and Luther Vandross. Ooh, try and find that one for you. Van Morrison, Brown Eyed Girl. Oh, yeah, hello. And Good Evening, Nigel, from Lisa. Thank you very much indeed down there in Poole in Dorset. As requested, coming up right after this, we'll be chatting manifestations and things like that. Very interesting stuff, this. It's all about the mental health side of things, okay? Are you with me? Yeah, good.
First you tickle my heart and the palm of your hand, and you squeeze it tight. Then you twist my arm and you play with it all night. You take my pride and you throw it up against the wall.
Lisa down there, Susan Cadogan, and Hurt So Good. What a great song that is. See you on the 16th. Looking forward to catching up with you there. That'll be Roll the North. Yes, yes. Also, just to let you know what's happening with Christmas. Christmas Eve, I will be here, usual 6 to 8 o'clock. And on Christmas Day, I will be here 8 till 10 in the evening. Nice. And then, of course, on New Year's Eve, I will be here 6 to 8. Marvellous. And then you can all go off and party and do whatever you need to do. So looking forward to that. Right, so just letting you know about that one. And good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, Nigel.
Right, now, good evening. This is Robert
I see.
And, of course, we also have
Ted Lawler as well.
Ted Lawler. Now, these are business guys together, they're partners, and they are from London, yeah?
Yep, Bermondsey, yep. South London.
And
yep.
you're both
from the same, yeah, Bermondsey.
Bermondsey, yeah. Nice. Okay, that's all very well. Just up the way from Millwall.
I mention that round here.
No. So basically, these guys are just in the process of launching, or you have launched, this wonderful manifestation app. Yeah. Whose is that? Oh, I know why. That's all right. That's me. That's my alarm clock. Don't worry about it. Sorry. Right. It's Sorry, it's telling me to wake up. Anyway, so these guys are setting up this wonderful manifestation app, okay? They are sort of mentors to do this as well. So basically, it's all about the laws of the universe and things like
that. Yeah, 12 laws of the universe, yeah.
Yep, so let us know a little bit about that then, and the different inspirational things that you can give us, motivation.
Yep, no worries. So me and Ted first started off with a manifestation journal a couple of years ago, and it, you know, it was a bestseller straight away, overnight bestseller, and this was just, you know, like a normal book format. So me and Ted got talking a year later, and we spoke about doing it as a journal, for a journal like on an app, because, you know, kids today use apps, no one really uses books. So we've done so well on the book, we're using the, turn it into an app. But the app just turned, because I'm Robert Icey, the UK's number one unconscious mind therapist. So I've been, you know, I've been working mental health for years, 20 years nearly, worked with like world champion fighters, celebrities, bum, bum, bum. So I've got my own therapy, unconscious mind therapy, which I've also trained my business partner in, Ted, in unconscious mind therapy as well. So I've come together from the mental health side. Ted's got a first in digital
marketing, yeah,
and you know, and also he's an unconscious mind therapist as well now. So we you know, we've got, because coming from like working class, you know, we've got a big passion into helping people. So, you know, the app come off the back of the book, and we've turned the app into like a monster. So we've got like, there's an app out there called Calms, and all that is, that's the biggest mental health app out there at the moment. Yeah, so we sort of looked at that and thought, it's not much in it, it's just meditation really. And underneath them there's one called Headspace, I believe.
Yeah.
So we thought we'd give much more value than that. So we've spent over a year and a half now designing the manifestation app, which we've put we've got the manifestation journal in there with a daily review, daily projection.
Yeah.
What else we've got, Ted?
We've got a whole world. So it's the world's first forward thinking mindset app centered around manifestation. So we've got a journal, we've got an AI manifestation mentor, which is the world's first. We've got a social media platform as well, which is the first ever social media platform inside a mindset app. And we've got so much more. So it's literally become
that,
a whole world.
Manny is the
Manny, yeah, the manifestation, yeah, guru. Yeah, yeah, he helps, yeah, you out.
Just with the that side of things, okay, that's going to take the world over. So yeah, what I'm doing now, talking to you,
yeah,
that can be done by a robot in a few
years. Yeah, I mean, we're updating that technology all the time and watching apps coming out, watching new developments, because we've got to be ahead of our game, you know. And we, you know, obviously, it's like the Beatles done with music. They said you've got to use the technology you have now to the fullest, and that's what we've got our principles on. You know, we want to reach out to as many people as we can. But also on this app, we've got a lot of unconscious mind therapies. There's a lot for anxiety, depression, you know, loneliness. We need people's mindsets to become confident, move forward thinking. Like, there's so much in this app, like, for value.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a game-changing,
massively,
app. Yeah. So
we've not made it depressive. It's not like going to be a mental health app. We've done it with a bit of swagger. That was the idea, nice, to get a mental health app with a bit of swagger. So it's good, so people like it. It's something you want to go towards. Instead of like a lot of them, it's all talking about the problem. We're more like, let's say, solution-based.
Yeah, we're forward-thinking. So all the content in there, we will help you rewire your mind if you are having issues, but we'll bring you straight to the starting line, pivot you round and get you focusing on the future rather than dwelling on the past like all these other apps.
So that's like something we sort of joked about it earlier on, but so if in the morning, say for instance you get up, I always feel blessed when I get up in the morning because I never know how long I've got, so anyway you can get anything you want, you just got to think about
it's just not as easy though, because the problem is people don't have enough discipline to manifest because they don't spend enough attention on it. It's no good focusing one day, getting a vision board, putting it on the wall, looking at it one day when you feel good, and then the next day you stop doing it. It's like doing a push up, you know, if you don't do them every day, you're still going to remain weak. You've got to keep doing them to become strong. It's the same with manifestation. So the easiest way to tell people listening in is now that everything gets made twice. Yeah, first inside the mind, then it gets created outside of you in your reality. So if you just look around the studio and all the listeners at home, whatever room you're in, or if you're in your car, whatever room you're in, look around and see if you can find me one thing that never started as a thought from a human's mind, as a vision. One thing. Except what comes from nature and the earth in its original forms, like trees, plants, cats, dogs, wind, rain, sand, snow, you know, human beings, oxygen, except for the elements of the earth. See if you can find me one thing that never started as a vision from a man's brain, from the beginning of mankind till today. And you're going to look around and you're going to find nothing. And if I give you the inside and outside of every building in Essex, You know, except for what comes from nature and earth, its original form, everything was created as a thought. So everything's getting created twice. And human beings are creators. So we, if you can't see it in your mind, then, you know, if you don't practice seeing what you want, how's your brain going to direct you to it?
Yeah, I guess that's a good way of falling, you know.
Yeah.
I would wake up in the morning, I feel blessed, right? I could be in the right umpy mood.
Yeah,
yeah, because I get nightmares and things like that from my PTSD and all that sort of stuff. So, but some days I'm absolutely fine.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is something that really does fascinate me.
And you know what it is as well? It's not just when I first got into manifestation, I went through a massive depression. Manifestation saved my life, literally. And now I realise there's an actual science behind the manifestation as well. So we've got you covered on all our angles.
What is the manifestation then, the science behind it then?
So there's plenty. So manifestation is basically turning things from your mind, which is
hit with the reticular activating system, Ted.
So it's turning things from the internal world into the external world. So one part of science is the reticular activating system. You may have heard of it as the RAS, but many people don't know about it still. It's basically a group of neurons inside your brain, and it acts as your brain's filtering system. So whatever you think about in the morning or in the afternoon, particularly with our journal feature, you will start seeing in the real world.
Do you know, like when you're with your friends and someone talks about a yellow car, then everywhere you go you see a yellow car, or if your wife's pregnant, it seems like everyone's pregnant everywhere you go.
Yeah.
That's because you're putting your attention on it. So the things that you don't care about, you stop seeing. And the things that you do care about, you're going to see more. And that ain't always a good thing, because if you're worrying about anxiety, you're worrying about, you know, whatever it may be, health, yeah? People worry about their health, then you're going to see more wealth. You've got to focus on good health. You've got to focus on... you can't focus on the lack of money and become wealthy. You can't focus on fat and become thin. You can't focus on drugs and become clean.
Yeah.
You've got to focus on being clean, like show your attention. But what happens is every time you show a vision of the future of you being something you're not, and then you open your eyes, and your academic mind kicks in, and it starts to go, well, you know, you're never going to change. People like us never have any money, and that's the battle that's internal. So this is why it's really good to meditate, visualize, and this what this app teaches you every day with a journal, which is to put your mind into the future thoughts each day, which you've got to start training your brain to create future thoughts, because if you don't, your brain's going to go here and now to the past. And if your brain keeps going here and now to the past, you're experiencing the same emotions you did yesterday.
Yep.
And as a human being, we can only think how we feel. There's never been a human being in 2 million years, while experiencing the emotion of sadness, can make a happy thought. If you're sad, you make sad thoughts. If you feel anxious, your brain tips in the body and goes, I'm feeling anxious right now. I've got to make more corresponding thoughts to that. So we've got to train the body prior to the event to feel greater than what we are. So if you're poor, you want to become a millionaire, you've got to learn to train the body to feel like a millionaire. And then your brain will start thinking in that certain way, because... I just want to repeat to everyone, I'm the biggest learning of all my years is that we can only think how we feel. Everyone keeps thinking about think. You can't think greater than your emotions. If you feel fear on an aeroplane, you're going to make fearful thoughts.
Yeah.
That's what phobias are. Mm. So it's really about reprogramming our mind, and that's what the RES system does.
Because the brain, like you said, the brain is set up in... our body's not doing it. It's three sections on the brain, the good side, the bad side, and the back of the brain is... Well, two parts of the back of the brain give you the negative thoughts, give you the positive thoughts, and all that sort of stuff.
That's where they're coming from. You're controlling it. You remember, you're a bit of magic. You're consciousness. We control the brain. If we direct our brain thought to a sad thought, it's going to go to a different part of the brain. You know,
we're
going to keep remembering things. You know, we are a little bit of magic. So one thing that I learned is, which is really weird, and I'm getting into this on here, but it's the truth. This is quantum physics. Our bones regenerate every 3 years. So our human bones, every one of us, now the pituitary gland shrinks in our brain, so we don't age. We don't youthfully age. We get old. So we don't, you know, basically law of life. We get old, but our bones still regenerate. Your bones ain't the same bones in your body now as they were 3 years ago. Any molecules or atoms are all completely different. Yeah, bone marrow, everything. Your organs, some quicker, but up to 2 years, we have new organs. Every bit of material of our organs. Every 3 months, our skin, head to toe, regenerates. So a bit of your skin on your hands now won't be here in 3 months. Your cells regenerate every 2 weeks. So when people go, I'm a warrior, you don't even exist. What type of person are you? You don't even exist. And people are so busy looking at this three-dimensional world that they forget to even just look into the quantum world, because it's spooky. Some people call it a spirit. Some people call it consciousness.
Yeah.
And some call it, what's that one?
consciousness, spirit.
Yeah, no matter what your view is, religious, spiritual, factual, scientific, or it's all.
I've always looked, and I know a lot of people do. And the soul, yeah. So a lot of people on the quantum side of things imagine, or whatever, that we are here, but it's a dream. Yeah. We are here living that dream, because
everything's energy. The only difference the only difference between your skin, that piece of metal, and that wood is the vibration of the energy. That's it. It's the frequency.
Yeah. And all the REM comes into it a lot as well, doesn't it?
Yes.
And takes a good part of your world as well, and your thought process.
Yes.
And that's a big part of our app, is to raise your frequency. Like you said, we some people don't understand it, so we don't jump into that straight away. But for those listening that do understand frequency and vibration, they'll know how important it is to raise that vibration. So on our app, we're all about raising that. Please, everyone listening, go and download Calm and Headspace, our competitors. Look, the first thing you'll see is anxiety and negative stuff. If you want to get stuck in that cycle, feel free. But if you want to raise your vibration and have a forward-thinking mentality, then come over to our side.
So much more value than just meditation.
No, that's right. Well, what we do, we'll play a record just to break it up a little bit. And this is Swing Out Sister, and this is You On My Mind. Yeah. Baby, see, I plan my show, you see. Yeah. So anyway, this is Irving. We'll be back here in a couple of minutes' time. Hold tight, we're going in.
Christmas from everyone at Phoenix FM.
Phoenix FM.
Oh, Nigel, what's occurring?
Love should be two words, just like sunshine. Where love is the true word, there's understanding and peace of mind. We've got to trust in one another.
What a tune. There's Frances Nero. Unfortunately, she's such a talent, but she died very, very early. But what a superb song that is. Footsteps Following Me, which is what it's all about. See, we're following each other around these days. And we're into game-changing. Inspiration, motivation. We're going to be talking about the temple. And also some of the stars that have been involved as well. Kerry Cantona, and also Stephanie Davis. She's a singer and an actress, of course. Wayne Bridge, footballer, of course. We won't mention anything about anything else. All right. And and Lockie from The Only Way is Essex. He's a good lad, isn't he? And, of course, Hannah Rankin as well.
Hannah Rankin, yes. Yeah.
Boxer.
Yep. And it was, Anna's, on her second world title, mentally, you know, getting her to visualise and create a positive mindset. She's now, she's become the IBO and WBA world champion, she was, yeah. But yes, so we've got these guys behind us, we've also had like Tom Skinner, we've got Greg Wallace's feature on the app, hasn't he?
Yeah, so Greg Wallace, host on MasterChef, he's going to be doing a feature on our app called Food for Thought. and it's going to be a collaborative partnership. So we're going to provide his platform, gregwillis.health, with content, and he'll do the same for us. So we're really sort of, we're calling it the manifestation movement. We're bringing a whole variety of people, with single mums in Essex to celebs, you know, on the red carpet. We're sort of rallying like the troops in that sense. And it's going to be more than just a nap. We're going to build a community with it.
That's why you said about the temple is our... is our mental health. It's like a platform, a social media platform like Facebook on there, but everyone can talk in there because it's a subscription based app. We ain't going to get no like no trolling or nothing, because we can monitor it. If there's anyone starts to troll or upset anyone, there ain't going to be no free strikes and that.
So you can go on there, have a chat about any of your mental health issues.
So the community, people helping each other and posting good pictures and positive thoughts, and so we want to make a little proper community.
Yeah, so what gave you the inkling, obviously yourself as well, to actually learn the art of what you're doing?
Well, I think, I got into the mind, first of all, myself, working with mental health. And you can call it manifestation by science, you can call it reticular activating system. There's just a process to thinking there, where, if you want to be what successful people do, what people that ain't successful don't. And I don't mean that in a financial way, I mean in any way, a spiritual way, in a healthy way, in a, could be anything, a sport way. The process to thinking, because the schooling system, me and Ted talk about this quite a lot, the schooling system take away our creativity. I'm not saying the schooling system is bad, academic intelligence is good. It's all designed for a worker's mindset, though. It's not for you to create more than, for more for you than what a job should give you. So, if you're going with a school, an academic mindset is based on how not to make mistakes, how not to muck up your life, how not to fail your exam. So it's always looking for mistakes to overcome, which is a good thing. We need it in business, we need it in healthcare. But when it comes to being successful and creating the things you want, it's a bad mindset, because you can't focus on what you don't want and start to attract the things that you want. So by learning the mind through quantum physics, the law of vibration, for looking through unconscious mind therapy, for looking through science, it's always the same thought process, which is here and now to the future, your predominant thought. So if you go every day thinking of something you did yesterday, you're going to access the same emotions, making the same feelings, creating the same thoughts, making the same choices. Where if you see, I always say, who you are today is your thoughts from the past, who you are tomorrow is your thoughts from now. So it's really about moving forward and creating.
Yeah, and it helped you with your sales as well, didn't it? And of course you wanted to help people on their mindsets. And for me, I got into manifestation 2017. I went through a really bad mental health stage, had, I guess they'd call it, depression, and just didn't care about anything. Felt really jealous of the entrepreneurs I was looking at online, and started looking into business more. I then found people like Tony Robbins talking about manifestation, started diving into it, and then before you know it, changed my life. And then me and Rob met, and then that's how we sort of started this journey together. But yeah, it was a long time coming. I felt like all the pieces moved in the right direction and brought us together in 2020. Yeah.
It's been a hard year and a half, really, isn't it? I've been working with things for about 3 years, but the last year and a half on the app has been a journey on its own. And I think because we are thinking like manifestors, we're visualizing the outcome every day, that it's allowed us to go through, people run off with their money, we've had all sorts of things go wrong, but to keep us on that outcome is always the visualization of the end goal. And and now we're sitting here, we're starting our journey, the app comes out this week, later on in the week, and if you go to www.themanifestationapp.com, that's www.themanifestationapp.com, you can subscribe early now, and we're going to give a free course away as well for people to early subscribe before the release date. So anyone listening, if you subscribe on...
No, I've done my email on it.
So you put your email on, that's it, and then we'll send you a free course, and you'll be first notified when...
So anyone can do that. So it's www.themanifestationapp.com.
Sign up. If you sign up on the homepage, put your email in, you'll get early access next week. And like you said, there's a free visualization program that we've created. So you'll get to learn all about the science behind visualization early next week, as well as getting access.
Stuff you probably wouldn't have heard before. It's not just like boring, psychotherapy or counseling. It just keeps talking about why the problem occurred. We're about, let's
teach you how to create success and happiness.
So you're working on all of these parts of the app, the unconscious mind, really. Yeah, you're working with that.
Because the unconscious mind is your feelings, your body.
Yeah.
Your unconscious mind is, you know, it runs your liver, your kidneys, your bowel, your bladder, saliva in your mouth, wax in your ears, water in your eyes, and you don't even know it's happening. You know, your heartbeat, it runs everything. It don't even sleep, your unconscious mind. So we all keep thinking cognitive therapy, cognitive. You know, we're not stupid. We know if we're scared of flying, that we've got more chance of getting run over, or more chance by eaten by a shark than dying on the plane, right?
Yeah.
But if you get on plane and you experience the fear, you ain't get on the plane. You're going to run off. So we look at moving, reprogramming the emotions prior to the event. And that's where the success lives. And in the law of vibration, which is the first law of the universe that you'll learn on the app, there's 12 laws of the universe that we'll teach you. But the first law of the universe is the law of vibration, which is a frequency when you talk about atoms and energy. And, you know, the feelings which you feel, which you transmit, is what you're attracting back into your life. That's why it's good to be up at a good frequency, like 98 Hertz FM. That's why we want to be here today, because it keeps that frequency.
Atmosphere. Yeah. 98 FM. No, but yeah, it's an amazing thing.
It works exactly like that, by the way, all jokes aside. Your station, 98 FM, right, mm-hmm. sends out that signal. Imagine that's your heart, what you feel. And then what happens is listeners have to tune into you and listen back. People think the law of attraction is based about pulling things to you. No, that's a restrictive feeling. You know, that's a struggle. So what you actually do is close your eyes, visualize the things that you want. And when you experience the feeling of having them now, that's when you send out that vibration, that frequency. And then the particles of energy tune in like people do to the station. Is that clear how it works?
And that's why some people call it miracles, because you get on that high vibration and then what you'll find is you'll have miracles happening whereby things are popping up in your life that you had no connection to before because you was never on that right frequency. So we've had miracles, so to speak, small things. But even the team we put together now, shout out Simon and Steve listening, they sort of come right time, right place. Yeah, so it's just about being on that right vibration.
And we're all on the same, exactly on the same frequency, and everything's just opening up for us now. You know, like, we won't talk about on here business-wise, but we've got so many things opening up behind the scenes for us to be able to launch this app into something special, you know, and really be able to help as many people as we can, because that's the, you know...
Although you're doing the app, will you be in the background, you two?
We're the face of it. We're on there teaching.
So
there's videos, like a lot of apps don't tell you how to use, because we've got... See, there's about five apps in our app. What you're going to get in our app is... We could cut this into five different sections of five apps, but we're giving value, which we're putting it all in one, you know? And we've got little videos of me and Ted teaching you on there how to use it as well. So it's really user-friendly. There's a lot of video content to explain how to use the app and everything.
It's hard not to be the face of the app because of what Manifestation gave us. It's hard to sit back and not be an ambassador of the power. So we just want to share that power with as many people as possible.
Like a lot of the bigger apps, you know, we speak about, like, there are a lot of the biggest apps out there. They're all run by Silicon Valley now. These people don't care. They ain't been updated for 2 years, a lot of the ones I've been looking at. So they ain't no passion here. They're just cashing it in, which is, you know, fair enough. They're manifesting. But the idea is, you know, is to keep helping people and to give back. That's the main thing, you know.
So with the app, are you also going to be doing podcasting as well with it?
There's a podcast on there. Yeah. We've already filmed with Michael Bisping. He's the UFC world champion. He was UFC. There's a big documentary on him on Netflix. We've recorded with him. We've got some other ones on there, like Dane Kelly Holmes and Eddie the Eagle and other people. There's quite a few on there. But me and Ted are now just starting to record new ones with people that have come from, you know, obviously working class to manifesting everything they want. Might be a professional runner, to a boxer, to a businessman, to whatever it may be. So
Sunday radio presenter.
Sunday radio, that's it, yeah.
That'll be me then. So, yeah, it's amazing, really, the way that you're starting this. And it's an interesting world, isn't it? You know, it's laws of the universe. I mean, you're talking about the atoms and everything else and everything else. It's amazing. And the people you've got involved, which you're giving people inspiration, motivation, and all that sort of stuff.
This is what it's all about. This is what it's all about, is to create. So we've got everything on there, from confidence to helping with anxiety to what else we've got to come up.
We've got so much, and I think that's a big part of it for us. Is this is our platform to give back. like I said, we're calling it the manifestation movement, which is wider than the manifestation app. So we want to be able to give back through this, which is why we're giving that visualization program away, to get people started with the process of visualizing. So once you've watched that program, once you put your email in, we'll send that program out for free, and you'll be able to get started with visualizing in the right way. So we'll get you straight back
on
track.
And people try to rush things and worry about when's it going to happen, when's it going to happen. I mean, if you planted a seed of a fruit, you don't expect to eat it the same day, do you? You have to nurture it and wait for it to grow. It's the same with your mind and your way of thinking. Discipline is more important than anything, you know, doing it, visualising, but it ain't like you've got to go to the gym and do 100 push-ups. You've just got to close your eyes and see the better things that you want in your life. If you do that every day for 30 days, I challenge anyone listening, you'll see little miracles appear. Little things will turn up in that 30 days, 100%. Mm-hmm.
Do you want to, let's play a little game for everyone listening. I've done it myself. I said to myself, if I'm on the right track, show me a blue butterfly. I just said this out loud. I said it 3 times. Sounds weird. All week, I saw blue butterflies on the back of the toilet paper, on the back of the air freshener, on the back of a truck driving past. You'll spot that. That's the idea.
That's an interesting toilet you've been in.
Yeah, that's it.
That's an amazing.
In the butterfly bathroom. But yeah, anyone listening, say it. Just pick a sign. Pick a yellow dolphin. Pick something really random.
Yellow as car as possible. Or something, you know, like that sort of thing. Isn't
that's it. And I guarantee you'll see it. It's more. I don't know how that works, but we're trying to prove that through the laws of the universe. I mean, and science.
Yeah, that's an amazing thing. It's like saying to yourself in the morning, "Right, okay, this is going to be a brilliant day." And if you want something, you
aim
for
it.
You've got to make that work. Not just today, not tomorrow, but if you want to help financially or whatever, you've got to, in a way, earn that by yourself.
Yeah.
By making it come to life.
Yeah. Well, look at Muhammad Ali. He says, "I'm the greatest. I'm the next heavyweight champion of the world. I'm the greatest boxer this world's ever seen." He was 18 years old when he said that. He won the Olympics in Rome in 1960. He wasn't even a professional boxer at that point when he started claiming that. Yeah. He was visualising himself. When you study Ali's mindset, he says, "From the age of 12, I'd be visualising. There weren't no TV for me. My TV was in bed. I'd be skipping. I'd be an old WBA belt, knocking people out. Buy my dad a house. I'd go out for a run. I'd be visualising the same thing again and again." He visualised it for, you know, what was that, 6 years, whatever it was, before he even become, you know, when he become an Olympian. And when he became the gold medalist of the, Olympian, he didn't want to win the Olympics. If you actually look at the mindset, he expected to, because he said, "I am the greatest." He was visualising through the Olympics.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? He wasn't just visualising winning the Olympics and see what happens after. He was visualising straight through it. I mean, and what we know by science now, based by science on the RVS system, is that when people visualise practising their craft, their reaction speed speeds up. I've seen tests of videos and studies in America on boxers, and ones that visualise the training session after the training session from another group that never, their reaction speed was 0.2 of a second quicker, which means they were leaning off of shots by an inch. But it was a difference between getting it or not, you know, and that was the science behind it.
Amazing, isn't it? So that, what we're doing is we're playing another record, because I want to try and bring it down. But this is Talk, this is My Life.
and never